Imagine a world where the only thing that women did around Christmas time is show up. I saw someone else post about this morning, and it really impacted me. I actually sent the video to my own mom.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
Right? This is all women want to do in life, not just around Christmas time. Women just want to show up. Crack some legs once a month, maybe wash one or two dishes a month. Maybe wash one or two dishes. They just want to exist as women and have the world handed to them as women. Women can't stand responsibility, duty, honor, anything like that.
Women do the invisible labor of making holidays magical. And Christmas is a time of year, like she says in her video, where it's supposed to be joyous and full of magic and so festive and fun and whatever. But for a lot of women, especially moms, it is an incredibly stressful time of year.
You should feel sorry for me.
I need to use my shirt because I don't have a tissue. Tissue, please.
There's certain women in this world that do a lot that can be overwhelming. It can be taking care of the kids, handling Christmas, sending out Christmas cards, dishes, cleaning the house, taking the kids to doctor appointments and this and that, and taking care of your husband. It can be overwhelming. I'm not going to downplay that. But like I said just a few minutes ago, they're constantly bitching. It's like they can't handle anything in life without having some type of meltdown. Yeah, life is hard. Yeah, life has responsibilities. Boo fucking who? Out of all the women in the history of mankind, you have it the easiest.
Remember that?
And this isn't to say that there aren't exceptions out there and there are like great men who are hands-on and helpful and do all of the things. But when you think about the holidays, the majority of the magic and everything that makes this season special is created by the women in your life. And in this woman's video, she talks about the fact that they pick all the gifts, they do all the wrapping, and it's not just for their immediate family, but like the bus driver, the teachers, all of these miscellaneous people. But let's take it a step further and think about literally what these logistics look like.
How about new?
So I am 27 years old and I have been on one first date.
There's no reason why she should be going through whatever dating struggle she's about to tell us about. Being a fit, fairly attractive white woman, probably in America. There's no reason why she should, what is she, only been on one date in her entire life? That's by choice.
You don't know that.
God tried to teach you that lesson when the Chad pumped and dumped you at 15. You didn't learn the lesson at 15. You didn't learn it at 16. 17, 18, 19, 20, you didn't learn it at 21. So you deserve this pain.
I'm not a devil, and by no means am I a monster.
Or you slow when you need a handler. How many times does God have to send Satan to pump and dump you for you to be like, let me just pick a good, wholesome man? Every little girl knows who the good boys and the bad boys are from young ages. It's not like she doesn't know who the guys are that'll treat her right. She knows exactly who they are, and she's going out of her way to avoid them. So it's going to be some dry eyes over here, regardless of what you say.
First date in my entire life. One. And it was awful. It was after my second relationship. I was single for the first time in 6 years, 6.5 years. I decided to put myself on the dating apps. And it was the first time I'd ever done that.
She had no business leaving that relationship, point blank. He was good enough to stay with for 6 years, I'm assuming as an adult. If he was good enough to stay with for 6 years, he was good enough to stay with. Whatever you left him for, the next man gonna do, probably worse. If he cheated, hey, shit happened. You gotta forgive people, gotta have a forgiving heart.
Just cause I had a black eye once and he cheated on me means I should leave him forever and break up a family?
I met a guy. Thought he looked quite nice.
Of course you thought he looked quite nice. You're not a bad looking girl. You went after the same guy that every other bitch in the city was going after. And you thought something was special about your pussy or your dull personality.
God, you're sick.
And you got another rude awakening. And you're going to continue to get these rude awakenings. You're just another bitch to hot guys. That's what women don't get. A 10 guy is more valuable than a 10 woman. It's actually more likely that that 10 guy will actually settle down with the 6, with a 10 personality and 10 femininity.
Ain't that right? He ain't lying.
She's got a rough road ahead of her. And then she on TikTok talking about her personal life. It's probably over. She's fucking cooked. She's staring at the wall 3 years away. that 30 ball wall. It's just, it's all downhill from here, folks. She need to go beg for her ex back.
Met a guy, thought he looked quite nice. Looking back, he was really, like, massively a red flag. He was barely replying. He wouldn't set the date.
This does not surprise me.
See what you can get away with when you're super hot? Let's just say she really did have two long-term relationships, and those are the only relationships she was in. And this is her first experience, like, dating for real, like, basically getting on a carousel. And this was her first experience. If she was a smart woman, she would learn from this one situation that we're hearing about. But they would rather keep going through this with models than just be practical and get a guy that actually likes you. So this is going to happen to her for the next 10 years. And then she's going to be on here talking about where the good men at. The same place they've been. In your inbox, getting ignored.
He was barely replying. He wouldn't set the date. He was trying to, like, orchestrate it on a weekday and give me, like, a weekday slot. He accused me of being a catfish and asked me to send him pictures. And I was like, no, didn't do that. Eventually, I still met him. Obviously, I did.
Like, what? What?
We went to a wine bar. This man turned up to this wine bar in, like, sportswear. I know I'm wearing sportswear now, but he was on a date. He was on a date. He knew he was going on a date. He was wearing, like, a puffer jacket, like, sports clothes. Strange. Also not matching up with the vibe that he had given in his profile. Second red flag. This man makes it very clear from the beginning, like, oh, why don't we buy each other rounds? Like, I'm going to go in and pick you a wine, and, like, then you can pick me a wine.
And what's wrong with that?
One, you don't know what I like.
I don't like you anymore. I thought you were kind of cute, but like most women, they fuck it up when they start talking.
I bring nothing to the table. I was married for 22 years. I left it all there. I will not cook for you any night of your life. You have kids? Great. Can we pretend like it's flowers in the attic? I don't want to see them or hear them. Got a mom? I don't want to meet her. I'm not doing your laundry. I'm not cleaning up. I'm definitely not digging you out of debt. I'm not cheering you on in life. You're an adult. Cheer for yourself. I did all that and more for decades.
I ain't. I'm not worth any effort whatsoever. I'm evil. I have nothing to offer. I will not make a positive impact in your life. I suck. Like, I just suck as a person. I have no redeemable qualities. You don't want me around. Take my word for it.
Okay.
I have nothing left to give. Quite honestly, I probably shouldn't have given it at all to begin with. Because look where it got me. Divorced. This stage in the game, post-divorce, adult children, no man wants me. I'm nothing more than just a warm body.
Ding, ding, ding!
What do we have for her, Johnny?
That's it. Just over there in the corner, a warm body. I don't ask for anything, and I give even less than I ask for. So really, what's the point? We can just look at each other, take up space in the same house. The only real benefit I see is sort of like a in-person life alert. You know, if I see you go down, I'll call 911.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
You know what? I'll give it to her. It was kind of funny. I'm not gonna lie. I laughed a bit. It's rare. I thought that last one was kind of funny. I'll give it to her. I give credit to a bitch when credit's due. That last one, it made me chuckle a little bit. So rare. I've been doing this for going on a decade. Very rare a woman genuinely makes me laugh on purpose. Extremely rare. So I'll give her that. Can't even front on the bitch.
This is mind-blowing.